Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa man wala amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what we love or what I love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He love us to love Him. And He deserve it. He want the ultimate love of us to be for Him. He deserve it. Rasulullah SAW deserve it. Mu'mineen and Islam deserve it. Love each other for Allah deserve it. Why? Because no love story in this earth can benefit you more than that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah will never take from you until He give you. He take from you health, but He give you patience. He take from you wealth, and He give you contentment. He take from you whoever you love, husband, wife, kids, whatever. But He opened the door of love to him. By this way, whatever Allah take from you, He actually take from you to give you something higher. And if Allah love you, He facilitate the situation to you become free and start loving Allah. I said it before, if we have quote-unquote perfect condition, we will become obsessed with all the toys of dunya. If I love my husband, if I love my wife, if I love my kids, if everything is running fine, human being, may Allah forgive me for the word, decline Allah. He becomes so busy with everybody else except Allah. And this is why, when Allah loves you, He cut the means from you. He make you lose love story. He make you lose relationship with people close to you. And you think it's lost. No, it's not lost at all. It's a win. It's a win. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you lose to win, lose to gain, lose to make you free, lose to give you strength, lose to open for you the ultimate love story, which was Allah. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget the basic, the qadr. The qadr of Allah will take place, will take place. We like it or we don't. And now, how I'm watching the news internally, in my home, in my life, in the ummah. Do I read it according to Allah or according to me? How I behave, how I feel, do I behave and feel according to the new journey, to the new understanding? Or I'm sliding and I don't feel it, and I start using different terminology from the past and certain behavior from the past. And the first, no follow-up, giving excuses. Forget the covenant. Forget thanks. Forget contentment. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a sunnah. This sunnah, when you implement it, teach you a lot. He give you and He leave you to make you eyewitness to yourself or against yourself. If you want to understand any condition, just be quiet. Be silent. Make dua. And watch how people will act and react. Sometimes it hurt. But the reality is ugly. Subhanak ya Rabbi. But again, this is a wisdom from Allah to prepare you to have nobody in your heart above Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all the relationship, all the love in this earth is doomed to die, to finish, to make you misery. Accept the love of Allah and love for Sabilillah and love each other for Allah until we meet Allah. I talk about it for years, and once incidents happen, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, I'm so scared, not from the virus, not from my medical condition, from the way we behave, from the way we behave. Please, go ask yourself what you're initiating, what you want to initiate, and for what purpose. I keep asking you this question. And if this man who listened, you're listening to him now, if he will not initiate anything, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Ya Allah, make me true, ya Allah. Make me honest, ya Allah. Make me sincere, ya Allah. Make me truthfulness, ya Allah. Give me ikhlas until I meet you, ya Allah. And make all this knowledge and all this talk to be witness to me, not against me. And put barakah and nur and qabul. And everybody hear it. And give them ikhlas before it's too late. Sign is spreading. Sign is spreading. Death in our door. And soon we're going to meet Allah. No blaming, no complaining. And Allah will allow what we have in our chest to rise up. Don't try to play a game with Allah. You will never win. And if Allah chooses you and He calling you, thank Allah. Thank Allah big time. Thank Allah. And lose everything, but don't lose Allah. Lose everything, but don't lose Allah. Because if you gain everything and you lose Allah, you lose everything. And if you lose everything and you gain Allah, you gain everything. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.